Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I'm more than just a clown.
Have you let yourself go?
Yeah, it's your fault, you clown.
No, these are my peeps.
Ooh, I did feel bad, though, yesterday.
What?
I threw out the rest of my birthday cake. It was so much. Yes.
That's okay, because you'll get more this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you know? Did I already tell you?
Yeah, you said you're going to do your family's.
Oh, okay.
Like, wow. Encompassing everyone's birthday this weekend.
Yeah, even my dad.
And I remembered that.
You listen to me. That means so much.
Listen.
Yeah, my mom is on a cake kick right now. She's going to do a cheesecake for my brother. And she's going to make it from scratch. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it.
My mom makes cheesecake from scratch, or she used to.
I did a cheesecake one time, and you have to refrigerate it for like a long time. So by the time I brought it to my grandma's house, it was still warm. Like, I'd refrigerated it for a super long time. So
it just
know.
Takes a long time to get there? And
yeah.
It like didn't
to like form, so it's not all runny.
Yeah. Well, next time, if you do it again, you could put it in a cooler for the drive.
I could do that, or I could just not bake. I think that's kind of my thing. Maria went to Heaven's birthday party over the weekend. She brought Amanda, and my mom is still talking about cake and said everything that I already said on the podcast, and my mom had listened to it, but Maria didn't want to be rude, so she just listened to it all over again. My mom pretty much recapped, which I mean is fine because I was recapping what had happened.
Yeah.
But I guess me and my mom tell the exact same stories, and Maria was just too polite, so she sat there and listened to it.
That's so nice of her.
I know, I'd have to shut it down.
It depends on who I'm talking to and how many times I've heard it for me to decide whether or not I'm going to shut it down or not.
Yeah.
Like, I love my husband. Am I Lacey?
I was just about to say Lacey.
I love him, but he tells the same stories over and over again. It's kind of a joke now. And now I think he does it on purpose just to irritate the fam. But yeah, he'll say the same stories over and over again.
Jeremy puts up with me because, I mean, you have your go-tos that are just really funny that I can pull up out of nowhere. That's relatable to say, you know, and I'll say it to new people, but Jeremy's heard it over and over. But I'm so guilty because I have to shut him down. He tries to give me new information and I'm like, I do not care. He comes at me with baseball cards and I'm like, babe, I don't care. And I don't know how to fake it. Like, I think sometimes I should be more supportive, but then other times I try to play like I am and he knows I'm full of crap. I'm like, oh, tell me more about this baseball player I've never heard of. And he's like, no.
Wait, are those the exact words that come out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not very good thinking.
Yeah. I say that and I say the same thing about our dog, and that's how he knows that I'm being just completely full of crap. Whenever I'm like, we really do have the best dog ever. He's so amazing. How did we get blessed with this dog? And he's like, okay, yeah, you are kidding now. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
Grandmas assume she's insane. Friends think she's outgoing. And her partner knows she can communicate with just a look. I'm sorry. I hate talking in the third person, and I just did it. That's so dumb. Gag.
I do sometimes, though. It depends on the situation. I don't often refer to myself in third person, but sometimes it's fitting. Sometimes you have to.
Was it fitting?
I don't know.
I don't know if it was necessary.
January has not been the long, looming month that it was last year. It was filled with joy, celebrations, extra Amy time. Up next is the biggest thing that Amy fears, attention that comes with her birthday.
No.
My co-host that is quickly approaching her birthday, more nationally known as Margarita Day, has a name, and she is...
Amy Nichols. Yeah. No, I don't want to talk about my birthday yet. It's not even February.
I know.
No, not yet.
But, I mean, I'm thinking as far as national holidays, there's Christmas, New Year's, my birthday, Valentine's Day, your birthday slash Margarita Day. Yeah. I mean, it's coming up.
It is.
And it is. You did mention your birthday earlier, so it's in your head, too.
What did I say?
Something that you wanted to do for your birthday that does not involve other people. It's not like me where you start talking about your birthday 6 months in advance and then try to not do anything, then end up not doing much. I did much this year, but I mean, I'm a big talker. And then whenever it comes to coming through with it, I'm like, nah, it doesn't matter.
Work.
Yeah. But I do have to officially release you from something.
Okay. Is it an obligation?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But before I get into that, we need to talk about, I don't know why I just threw my pen because I'm so super dramatic. I'm going to talk about something that we're going to do today.
Okay.
And that is impromptu spelling.
Okay.
Now, I saw an article about this, and all it was this teenage girl went viral. She would run up to her friends without hesitation, warning, anything, just yell a word at them, and they had to spell it. So here's an example of what went viral.
Chocolate milk, G-O-T-R-L. Mickey Mouse, M-S-C-K-E-I-O-M-O-E-C. Pepperoni, P-E-P-P-E-R-O-N-I. Hurricane, H-U-R-I-C-K-N-E.
So all that she does is run up, yell a word at him, and without hesitation, they have to respond. And so it's not even like a thinking thing.
I love this. And I wish I had a silly group of friends from my adolescence that I could have done.
Opal.
O-P-E-A-E-L.
So we're just going to start randomly shouting out words and the other one has to spell it.
Oh, man.
Without thinking.
Close.
So.
Was that quick enough?
Yes. And I have some words written down. That was not one of them.
Okay.
So that was quick. That was quick for both of us.
Yeah,
is what I'm trying
was.
To say. I'm trying to steal your glory. You're the one who came through, and I'm still like, look at me thinking of Opal all out of the blue and stuff. Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
So I don't want to be morbid, and there's nothing going on that you have to worry about. But I just started thinking lately. I think it's because I've been spending time alone. Like, especially I had to work best of up here the other day. So I'm the only one in the whole entire office. And
I'm sorry.
It just creeps me out. And so I'm like, we have an alarm. We have everything set, but I'm still like, man, I'm the only one in this office. And what if like something happened and they just come to work and I'm dead?
Well, I was thinking we have been robbed before. So I was thinking more of a safety issue, but I guess dead is safety.
Robbery.
R-O-B-B-R-Y. Gosh, you suck.
I have put a lot of pressure on you. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say, I already make you perform for this podcast. I'm not going to make you perform at my funeral. I decided that I want to officially release you from my funeral duties because I've jokingly said before, like, you're in charge of it.
Really?
You're going to have to do best of. Well, I started thinking, what if I actually die and then you have the pressure of having to do this?
Well, who else is getting? Well, I guess you're married. I guess I can help.
You can if you want to. I was just thinking you hate forced obligation. So, like, yes, on this podcast,
everybody.
On this podcast, we've discussed you would
caution.
Have to do CAUT. I don't think I even said letters. I just felt the pressure.
I'm sweating. I gotta take my jacket off.
I was just thinking, just because you've said something on this podcast, what if I did really die? And then you would get heat from people if you didn't do it. All for something that was just a joke. Now, if you wanted to present my funeral for people, you're more than welcome to. But I just thought you don't need that kind of pressure.
I guess it's really sweet for you to think of me, but
while I was scared, like, while I'm scared and I'm like, please don't let anybody murder me while I'm in this building all by myself.
You were thinking of me?
I was.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. I probably should have been thinking of my family.
I want to help, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's your wishes. Isn't that what funerals are all about? Is the person you love's wishes?
Yeah,
and
but it was more for a bit. I mean, I don't know that I really care. It doesn't have to be some big to-do. I already ask a lot for my birthday.
Forrest.
For this, F-U-R-C-K. F-U-R-C-K. I don't even know if we can continue. Okay, I'm sorry. That's it. I don't know why I was thinking about that lately, but I was. So I'm crying right now.
I am too. I almost peed my pants a little. Almost. I did not.
Okay. I do have to talk to you about something.
Yes.
And it is this great change that I've made in my life this year.
Okay. Should I guess?
Yes.
Does it have to do with work?
No.
Does it have to do with Jeremy?
No.
Okay, I give up.
What would your guesses for Worker Jeremy have been?
I don't know. You're so lonely. I was just trying to find something.
Solo.
S-O-L-O.
Okay. I have turned into the celebrity stalker this year.
Oh, against who? I mean, that sounds like a threat.
I have been watching a lot of you. I'm not on that level at all, but
airport.
AARP.
I can't play it anymore.
I can't even concentrate. All I'm doing is crying and shouting out incoherent letters. I normally don't reach out to celebrities on social media. I don't know that I ever have. I might have liked something, but I've never reached out to them because I'm not trying to get that kind of traction. Until
who is it? Is it a girl? Is it a guy?
Betty White.
Oh,
at her 97th birthday. Gosh. And so I tweeted her and said something like, you know, she's my long lost grandma, or no, she's my spirit grandma and hand twin is what I said.
You know, it's clever.
Yeah.
Clever. I'm thinking this is adding to the loneliness whenever you like love someone so much and you finally you're vulnerable. You know, you open up to them and you know, you're there and nothing.
And she's really funny and witty. And I thought that was kind of cute, hand twin, as long as she didn't think I was being disrespectful. And I also said, like, if she adopts me, then we don't have to spend holidays apart anymore. But I tweeted her, I tagged her on Instagram, and I really thought she was going to respond.
Is she active? If you've been stalking her, is she active? Is she on there?
Oh. I don't know.
You're not doing a very good job stalking. If you can't answer that.
She's pretty hip, though. And I get it if you don't want to respond to me on my birthday, your birthday. If you don't want to respond to me on your birthday, I get it. She was playing poker with people, but like you could have responded at some point.
Well,
mischievous.
M-I-S-C-H-I-E-V.
I have no idea how to spell that.
You said easy words.
I know. I wrote down easy words. Hey, brag alert. That was off the top of my head. I know words. So I didn't hear from Betty White. Made me a little upset. I mean, every time I got a Twitter notification, and I'm kind of selfish because I did it from Loose Lips too.
You get Twitter notifications?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every time I got a Twitter notification, I'm like, oh, she responded. No, it was somebody else liking our Loose Lips hips tweets. Because I thought, you know, that'd be good for the podcast and it'd be good for personal level.
Yeah, if
I got
definitely. Betty White.
Well, now I'm just a bad stalker because...
Are you hating her?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, my goodness. I love her. No, but Jeremy's in L.A. right now. And I told him to watch out for Taylor Swift. And I don't know that Taylor Swift is in L.A.
Wednesday.
W-E-T-N-T.
That was a bad one. That was a really bad one.
I can't think. I don't know why. Whenever you yell at me, it just makes me alphabet Tourette's. So Jeremy's in LA right now, and I told him to be out on the lookout for Taylor Swift. And he's like, is she in LA? I don't know. But yesterday I saw on her Instagram stories that she's on a set that has snow and something about cats. And he's like, but do you even know that she's here? Sweetie, I don't care. Just look for her. Because in my mind, I've tried hunting for her on my own. I've never ran into her. Well, when do you think she's going to surface to the regular people? It's going to be whenever I'm not with Jeremy and Jeremy just happens to be in LA without me.
You're just like paranoia central right now. You got to stop.
So I give him Taylor Swift updates. He doesn't ask for them. But I'm like, by the way, he's over there working. He's with the union. They walked with teachers that are on strike yesterday and helped end a strike, I believe. I don't know. It made a lot of news because the teachers are striking over something. Who knows? But they joined in on the strike.
You got FOMO that you're not with him.
Yeah. And I mean, he's doing stuff. So he travels without me. Don't get me wrong. It's not that. But it's just like, if you are, it's because I believe that I have the worst luck. So you would be the one to meet Taylor Swift, not me, because I'm the one who wants to meet her. So you would meet her whenever you're on a trip without me. That's just what I think.
I mean, it's possible. It's not likely. And you don't have the worst luck. Got a great job. An awesome, good-looking husband. F-O-R-T-U-U-M-E.
You're really good at this.
Yay!
My voice just got so high. Okay. I do have to thank you, though, because one thing I could be fortunate enough to do is to have a side gig that I'd enjoy.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it, too.
Oh, right. Not this.
Oh.
I do enjoy this, but this is like into the regular gig. This is all mainstream
about?
To me. This is hand in hand. You were trying to pimp me out on Facebook yesterday. Somebody wanted to pay somebody to wear an Easter Bunny costume.
I thought of you. Is the first thought I had when I saw that.
It's a paying gig, too. So I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I didn't think you'd seriously do it, but I wanted you to make the choice on your own.
I would. I mean, depending on when it was, you know, there's
or
so
where.
Many. Yeah, there's so yeah. many different variables. But I went ahead and responded because I saw that we had a couple mutual friends in common. So I don't know if it's somebody that my friends know or if it's a business, because I only had a couple of friends that knew this person. So I don't know. The only thing that I think they could hold against me is that I don't have an enclosed head.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what she wanted it for.
I wore that Easter Bunny outfit to my friend's house last Easter for her and her kids, and they just thought it was so funny. And her mom asked me, Bonnie's mom asked me if I would wear it to her church for the Easter egg hunt. And I thought, and at first I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then I thought about it and I was like, no, that's kind of weird. Like, why would a random person, and nobody knows me. Sure, she can vouch for me and I'm fine. But do you just let somebody show up in an Easter Bunny costume and that makes everything okay?
I would more likely want you to show up in an Easter Bunny costume opposed to some creepo. I mean, you can tell by looking at someone if they're a creep.
That I pass?
Yeah, you pass.
Yay. Adulterer.
A-D-U-L-T. It's so difficult.
It is difficult. It's just the pressure because you have to talk now.
I'm sweating.
Something I have not been asked to do, though, is to, well, let me just get into this. I have some good news followed by some bad news.
You're so dramatic. Should I really believe you in all this?
Yes. I have had to hold this in. You do not understand how hard all of this has been for me to hold this in.
Yeah, you're just talking it up. I need to know.
I was so excited. I wanted to tell you as soon as it happened the other day. First off, this person is going to remain anonymous out of embarrassment.
Okay.
You're going to know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
But I'm leaving the person out of this.
Okay.
I was hanging out with somebody the other day, and jokingly, I tried juggling. And I was like, you want to watch me juggle? And I started throwing balls up in the air, and this person was like, oh my God, you know how to juggle? I said, absolutely not. I was just kidding. Oh.
Does that person not know what juggling looks like?
My friend knows how to juggle. I said, well, why does your friend know how to juggle? My friend used to be a clown.
Oh, no.
I turned beet red. I got so excited. I could not handle myself. So my friend used to be a clown. So I run into the apartment and I'm like, oh my God, I have so many questions for you, but like, we can't talk right now. We can't talk right now because I'm going to have you on the podcast because I'm going to interview you because I want to know what it's like to be a clown.
I have a clown friend.
Who? Why have you been holding out on me?
I don't know, because you're probably breaking them out.
So, my friend formerly was a clown. I would not talk to this person at all about it. I was like, I have so much stuff,
but
I'm going to talk to you.
You are so strong.
I know. I could not, because I wanted it all to be natural. I mean, we've discussed before that this is what sucks about doing a podcast. Uh-huh. I love doing a podcast with you, but a lot of stuff, I need your natural reaction. So I wasn't going to pre-interview this person
yeah.
and then have them on. And so I was so excited. I never got a clown name. All that I know.
Gosh.
All that I know.
I am so proud of you.
Well, wait, because I said it's good news followed by bad news.
I forgot. Sorry.
All that I know is that this person was forced to do it by their parents.
Oh, no.
Had to go to, like, children's hospitals and stuff like that. No, because this person very much said, I will not come on the podcast.
Oh, no.
So
that's terrible. The most joyous thing around.
I know. And I kept saying, I'm not making fun of you. Like, I'm genuinely interested. I played
your clown.
I was just about to grab it.
Please don't torture us any longer with that thing.
I played I Sign Kills for them. I looked us up on iTunes at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, looked us up on iTunes and listed off out of the 5 episodes that were most recent how many of them I talked about clowns. I busted out my clown knowledge, my clown historian, all of it. Wouldn't do it. Aww. Said that was easily the worst part of their life. And I said, well, come on and talk about it. I don't have to tell you what to say. I mean, be honest. You hated it. Just talk to me about it because I am that much interested.
Yeah.
Well, for the rest of the day, anytime something traumatic or dramatic would come up, I'd say, oh, your mom hates doing that? What's her number? Because I'm going to call her up and talk to her about it on the podcast, like making this joke, right?
Oh.
After I, as I left or was leaving, I speak English, as I was leaving.
I already know.
I'm like, so, I'm going to call you in a couple days. Then I got a text from the other friend later that was like, hey, I'm really sorry, but let's not do this because my friend is really embarrassed and sad. And that's just not a good thing for them because it's really a sore spot in their life.
Well, what is wrong with you? You tortured that person.
Oh, I kept on bringing it
all
up. Because I thought, I mean, yeah, you don't like, but then let's just talk about it. Like, I didn't realize you were truly traumatized about it.
Some people want to just shut it out. Shut it down. You don't get people like me. I get her. Him. Whatever. I don't know the friend. I'm so sorry. That's so sad. I mean, sad that
I'm sad for me right now.
I'm
sorry about your
person.
Childhood, but I'm sad for me right now.
How terrible must it have been to not even want to talk about it at all? Oh, man.
That's the only clown I've ever been around. I was around a carny once, and that was really weird. Not your brother. Another one. But my carny friend had gotten very, very weird in the years since he joined a circus. And that's as close as I've ever been to a clown. Up until now.
Oh,
so I was going to surprise you with a guest on the phone.
Yeah,
they were only going to go by their clown name, which I don't know what their clown name is because they're that traumatized about it. I was so sad because I really thought we could have something going. So I wanted to do a bit on
things.
Come to find out.
Okay.
One of my really good friends used to be a clown and refuses to talk about it.
Wow. Yeah, I'll have to think about it. I know that I've been, in quotations, been traumatized by my parents, but it's really just a joke that I like to tease them about and make them feel bad. But I hope I don't traumatize my own kids. They haven't really teased about it other than they think I yell a lot, which I get loud, but I don't. Not yelling all the time.
I was traumatized from my childhood by throw up, obviously. My dad and my brother, both very dramatic thrower uppers, and they would throw up super duper loud so my mom would hear so they'd be able to miss school and miss work. And my bedroom was right next to the bathroom. So they would do it at night, super dramatic, so loud. You could hear it everywhere. And I would incorporate that into my dreams and then have nightmares about it. So whenever I prayed at night, I prayed to not have throw up dreams.
Aww.
But I love clowns. I'm all about the clowns. My friend was super concerned about my clown obsession because they were like, so did you always love clowns? And I was like, no, I wasn't like some weird little girl. Like, oh, I want a clown party, mama. This is a new thing. Come to find out, things that you read doesn't necessarily translate to words. Hold on. Or maybe
what?
I just don't translate my words. I don't know. So I read a lot. I read words.
Yes.
I know them in context.
Yes.
But then I say them out loud and it's wrong. And it's always in front of Jeremy. I'm such an idiot. So I don't remember the example that I gave, but I said something and I was like, that's the epitome of this.
Oh, no.
Do you know what word I'm trying to say?
No, but I know that's not a word.
E-P-I-T-O-M-E, epitome.
Okay, you're going to have to... I'm a visual person.
That's the...
E?
That's the epitome of poverty. I don't know why that's my example. That's the epitome of...
You're going to have to spell it out. Oh, epitome.
Yeah. So I'm saying something to Jeremy and I'm like, that's the epitome. No, now I can't say it. That's the epitome of cheese or whatever it was.
You really thought that was the word?
Yeah.
Like you'd never heard of epitome before?
I have. But I guess I was like seeing it in my head. And so I verbalized, sounded it out.
That's just cute though. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've seen my brother twice since the episode where I made fun of him for saying Maymay instead of meme. And he's brought it up both times I've saw him. He lives out of town. And so I guess he just really shouldn't be making fun of people if they can't say the right word or if they don't know how to say it the right way. Because, you know, they hold on to it, kind of like how you're holding on to it.
I am the worst. Even though I cannot speak and I say epitome instead of epitome, I will still correct everybody. So I was hanging out with my friend Jill Slaba, and she was telling me that her dad bought a Porsche whenever he was in town. Uh-huh. And I'm like, why are you saying it like that? That's so dumb. It's Porsche, obviously. And we got into a huge debate about it.
I would fight about it, too. I know that that's what most people want it to be said, but I think a lot of people say Porsche, and I think it sounds better when you say Porsche.
I have to go with majority ruling, which is Porsche, because that's how everybody says it. But
the correct
pronunciation is Porsche.
I know, but I still don't accept it.
Yeah. Come to find out it's Porsche, but my poor ass would not know that, except for that it came up in conversation.
Come on, you're bougie enough to know that.
Also, come to find out, this isn't a new realization, and I have not fact-checked this since I found out about it years ago, but hurricanes only happen near water. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there's storms that are on land, but I don't think they're considered hurricanes.
So my friends lived in Beaumont, and I hate that town. If you live there, I'm really, really sorry. I spent a lot of time there, and I absolutely hate that place. And I had some friends who stayed for a long time, and they were there. This has been many, many years, but they were there whenever Hurricane Rita happened, and they had to evacuate and come stay with me, and we had a hurricane party. Or no, evacuation vacation is what we had. And I used to brag to them and tell them, like, I don't understand why you still live in Beaumont. Why don't you live here? We don't even have hurricanes. And they're like, well, yeah, you can't have them because do you know what a hurricane means?
Yeah. Far inland.
Yeah. So, come to find out that's what a hurricane is. That's why we don't have them. But we do have plenty of bad weather. So it's not like we're completely safe here. We're just safe from the hurricanes.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
And I have one more come to find out. And this one's pretty personal. Come to find out, if you don't take care of yourself, you can put back on all the weight. So I know a couple years ago, I decided that I had reached my limit. It was time for me to start losing weight. I had hit my max weight, and I decided time to start taking care of myself. And I was watching what I ate and tracking calories and working out all the time. And you and I were hardcore in the gym then.
Oh, yeah.
And we were just doing it. I remember I even bragged at the end of the year one year because I was like, I actually lost 7 pounds. And I just felt great. And then I came back and I kind of lost momentum, and I kept telling you, well, I'm weighing myself and I weigh just fine. Well, guess who quit weighing themselves because I was unhappy with the results. So
we started our new fitness journey this year.
It's about time.
Yeah. I've gone through health spurts before where I do P90X and eating right, and I notice differences like as soon as I do it. It's just getting started.
Well, you and I have gotten started, and that's all thanks to Beachbody On Demand. And this is a workout program that everybody should be familiar with because they're the godfathers of P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix. So it's all these things that you've heard of before.
And I've done before.
Mm-hmm. But now it's just all available online. So it's these easy at-home videos that you can do. They tell you what to expect from the beginning. The trainers are really easy to listen to and to understand. I know you and I were doing a Pilates one the other day, and as much fitness classes as I've done, I learned something new. The very first video that we did, I learned something new because in yoga and Pilates, you always want to keep a neutral spine.
Mm-hmm.
But I never knew what that meant. And then as we're doing...
Broke it down, like literal instructions on how to keep your spine straight.
Yeah. While we're doing a plank, it's saying to look 5 to 6 inches in front of you because that helps. So I'm just like, man, my mind was blown by that. Nobody explained that to me. And it was cool that after just one video, I was able to learn something.
And it's an amazing platform because it's not just exercise. They have nutrition guides, and you can even like filter things out if you only have 20 minutes and you're on the go or whatever. We even do it at work, so it's good for travel.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks it all that stuff down for you so you can choose exactly what program's best for you.
Like you said, they have nutrition guides, grocery lists, recipes. They have 21 day fixes. They have 1 week fixes just in case you can't go for the full 21 days. They have 10 minute trainer classes. They have Pi Yoga, which is Pilates and yoga. They have all these different programs available for men, for women. They have intense workouts, not so intense workouts, easier ones, post and prenatal, all these fitness classes that you would be able to do at home on your own. Whatever your fitness goals or skills may be, there is a Beachbody program for you.
We have a special offer and we challenge you to join us. It won't cost anything. Take advantage of this special free trial membership and you can get results in as little as 14 days.
That's 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, you can see results. And they have it so simple. You can get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, the results plan to get you super fast results and support. It's all totally free. All you have to do is text Loose Lips to 303030. That's Loose Lips to 303030. And you can see what Beachbody On Demand can do for you. They're already doing it for us. I'm ready to get rid of this weight that I put on because I got too comfortable last year, and getting comfortable means I have gained it all back. So it's time to stop. I've always said that one day I'm going to get to the age where I stop trying, but now's not the time. Now's not the time for that.
Not in your 30s.
Yeah. I got some immediate karma, I guess. I'm trying to think of the right word. Okay, so last week, we had a free lunch at Walk-On's, this Cajun bistro here in town. And they're doing a lot of stuff for kids. Not only that, food was fantastic, like for real.
Yeah.
You and I had a great time while we were there. Well, most of the company was there and we were all kind of spread out. So I felt like it was my obligation to go.
You're so good at this, too.
And talk to people. Well, I mean, Nick had his baby up there. I wanted to see the baby.
Well, I wanted to see the baby, too. But I don't like putting myself out there. And it's not putting myself out there to be real because I work with him and I know him.
Well, no offense. The baby was kind of boring. She was just sleeping anyway. So it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, she was cute. I was more happy to see Blair. But I wanted to go say hey to everybody. And so I'm making my rounds to the table. And I sat down at a table with some of the radio DJs. Well, I was there with Katie and Whitney, and Mike was sitting there, but he was away from the table. So Mike starts coming back, and I seize my opportunity. I'm in a booth. So I scooch down. I cut down real low. I was like, tell me when he's coming. And this was such a delayed gratification anyway, because he stopped at a table or two to talk.
Oh,
so I'm just like crouched down, just giggling to myself, body jerk laughing, you know?
Making the table shake.
Yeah.
Knocking drinks over. Just kidding.
So finally Mike's walking up and his sister Katie was like, he's here. So I jumped out of the bath, got him. He had very, very little reaction.
Did you actually grab him or just jump up?
I just jumped. I don't think that I grabbed him, but I mean, still, he had no idea that I was there. He's coming to sit down. He's probably about to sit on my head. You know, he's coming to just sit and slide on into the booth, and I got him and he had no reaction. And
he's a chill guy though.
Yeah, for sure. But still, even Katie was like, wow, that was a little reaction because he did kind of jump back just a little bit.
Yeah.
But he didn't get scared. He didn't do anything. Next day at work, I'm walking in my heels down the hallway. Clink, 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 clink. I saw he had his back turned to his computer. And so I walked up, tried creeping up on him.
You're already clinking.
I know. I was before, and I tried sneaking up on him, and I get like almost right behind him, and my toe popped, and he turned around and was like, "What? I heard you clinking and then stopped, and now I heard your toe pop." So I didn't scare him either time, right? Well, I go to my friend Vanessa's on Friday, and I have not hardly seen them since Belgium. So I had all this different stuff that I'm bringing over to her, and I can't wait to show her. I walk into the house. She comes around the corner out of nowhere. Bah!
She gets you?
Nope. I had zero reaction. I had absolutely no reaction.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was so mad at me, and she thought about it and was like, well, I could see you from the window. I saw you carrying all this stuff. So she even looked to make sure, like,
it wasn't breakable.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't carrying anything
good
breakable.
For her. Way to think it through.
And she hid there, and it took me a minute. So she hid there just snickering for like a minute. And then I come in, and I was like, man, now I know how Mike feels. Like, what a letdown.
Sorry.
But I think it's just because I'm trying to process what just happened. I don't think it's because I have zero scare factor. I think it's because I'm more like, what?
Yeah, you've been scared before.
Yeah.
I've seen you.
I've scared myself. I got scared walking into the bathroom the other day.
Well, I get scared even when people aren't trying to scare me.
Yeah.
I just don't realize that they're there and I'll scream.
Just if you're caught off guard. I scare myself, I guess. I don't need other people to scare me.
Looking in the mirror?
Is that an ugly joke?
My hands are up. That is not what I meant. So you're talking about scaring yourself in the bathroom, I thought. So I was thinking, well, what would scare you in the bathroom?
Oh.
That would be yourself. And I was like thinking in the mirror. It was not an ugly joke, I swear.
No,
that was my thought process. Process.
P-R-O-C-C-E-S.
Pretty close.
That was close.
Pretty close.
No, it's because you and I walked into the bathroom the other day and the intern was in there. And so we're just do-do-do-do-do and we're talking and open up the door and she's right there and she scared me.
Okay, I thought you were talking about by yourself. What a jerk, Amy.
Yeah. How do you feel about Oprah?
I watched it from time to time when it was on. I mean, she's the chick.
She's iconic.
Yeah, everyone measures up to her, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Super successful, super smart,
but she's kind of annoying.
What do you think is annoying about her? All her talk about bread. I can eat all the bread I want.
No, just the, you get a car. I don't know. She's just very like self-centered, in my opinion, but I guess that's okay.
Name a more iconic besties than you and I. Oprah and Gil, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty darn cool.
Uh-huh.
Well,
should I not have said she's annoying?
I was just trying to think what's annoying about her. I get that, though. I get why you would say that. Wouldn't be annoying if she was giving us cars and giving us
money.
True,
true,
true. That'd
true.
Be very nice. Well, as much as I admire Oprah and think that she has everything, I don't know how I feel about her being on top of the lingo now, because she released, or her magazine anyway, I doubt this is coming directly from Oprah, but still.
She'll approve it. Maybe.
I saw 10 words to watch out for this year.
Like things that you shouldn't use or both?
No, okay. the new hip words.
Nice.
So watch out for these words in 2019.
Okay.
And
know
I
what
thought,
they mean.
Yeah. And I thought like, last year, extra mm-hmm. was one of them, mm-hmm. and we totally used it wrong at the time. I thought I knew what extra was, and I didn't. And I came up here, and we did an entire podcast on how to be extra. End up, I've been extra my whole life, and I didn't even realize it. I didn't know that's what it meant. But extra salty, those are the kind of words uh-huh. that...
The old one is on fleek,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Snack.
Coolio from the 90s, early 2000s. Coolio. I still use that one.
What is it? My dad still says something that I have to call him out for, like all that or something. And I'm like, no, stop. Why are
like
you
that.
Saying that? Yeah. Why are you stunting? I'm like, nobody has said that for like 20 years, Dad. Stop. But Oprah Magazine released the words to watch out for this year. So if you hear somebody saying this, then you'll know what they're talking about. Basic.
I have heard basic.
Snatched.
Okay.
Beat.
That's beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. T. Goat.
Greatest of all time. Got that one.
Thirsty. I'm like, Oprah, want. You are outdated. Come on. Those are the new words that are coming up that people don't know.
Well, I have a couple that my kids have said that I guess they're not necessarily super new, but they're using it. They're hip and cool, I guess.
Let me hear it.
Gucci.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, fairly new in the last 6 months or so, right?
I guess that was also on Oprah's list, so I don't know if
really?
I trust it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And tell me what Gucci means, Mom.
It means good, mm-hmm. like doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they say yeet. This one, I was like, what does that even mean? Mm-hmm. Y-E-E-T. And they're like, you know, just like I don't think they even knew at first. It was just like an expression, but I had to look it up. It's a way to show excitement or agree. Yeet. I just don't. I don't get that one. Whatever. I guess I'm not cool. Coolio.
That could grow on us, though. Because I use slang words a lot. Like, extra and AF are probably my two favorite. I can't dump them. And I feel it. Like, I know I'm extra in my heart. So I'm like, yeah. So I can call people out. Okay. Anything else?
Those are the ones that they use more often than not.
I just thought Oprah was completely unrelatable with this list.
Was yeet on the list?
No. She did have ratchet, keep it 100. That's it. But, I mean, don't come telling me that tea is a new word to watch out for when somebody's spilling the tea. Because Todrick Hall and Part-Time Justin have been using that for years.
I have been hearing chill. That's chill instead of cool around the office.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's necessarily new, but it is used a lot.
One that gets on my nerves, though, that I've said before, dope. That's dope.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because Pete and Ariana used it so much. It was like, stop. Oh, and dead. Can you stop with the dead?
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were talking about the relationship being dead.
No, just saying dead all the time. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Dead.
I've heard that one.
So I didn't find her list relatable, but something that I did find.
She's not relatable. Let's be honest. She's a bazillionaire.
But she's still smart, though. You're right. She's not relatable, but I still thought maybe I could learn something from Oprah. That's definitely not what I was learning from her.
Mm-mm.
But I did find this relatable. I saw a story about this girl that got ultimate revenge on her boyfriend. This 24-year-old girl's pregnant. She found out that her 25-year-old boyfriend had been cheating on her after they've been together for 4 years, and she is pregnant. So she got revenge by selling his Xbox One that he loved so much for only $4.
Good Lord.
Yeah. The retail price for something like that is $250, and she also threw in a $60 headset and a few $100 worth of games. But she said she was only going to use the $4 to buy a new kitchen knife since she used one of hers to slash his tires.
She is crazy. Just because, okay, you can be petty, but why not benefit? You know, why are you only doing $4 okay to get a knife? Why can't you still use that knife that you slash his tires with? Like, why can't you keep that knife?
Profitable.
PFR. Oh, I can't even start.
Well, I just found that was relatable because I did that once, not to an ex, but I had this crazy roommate whenever I was younger. She was absolutely nuts. And I'm not saying that to be offensive or anything. She was insane. And she had no business living with me, but I felt sorry for her. She came home one day and her boyfriend had packed up and left her alone and she didn't want to live by herself. And I had a 2-bedroom apartment at the time. So I told her nobody was living with me. I said, you can move on in. Soon as she moved in, she lost her job and her mom came over and said, I will pay for her to live here. I will pay for groceries, whatever it takes for her to not move back home. Should have been a red flag.
Ugh.
And she was a little bit older than me, enough older than me, because I was like 19 at the time. So if I'm living with a 24-year-old, you know, yet I had to go bang on her door and beg for money all the time. She would leave her alarm on, have it turned all the way up, lock her door, and not wake up to her alarm. So her alarm's just going off loud for hours. I'd come home. She'd have random neighbors at the house. Like, I'd come home, and there's a living room full of dudes in my apartment. And I don't want neighborhood guys over here knowing where I live or when we're home. You know, you can see our car outside. I mean, whatever. All these strange dudes in my house. So her and I ended up having a real bad falling out. And she owed me some money for rent or something. I mean, it wasn't a personal thing. It was, you know, she didn't pay her half of the electricity or something. Well, I ended up kicking her out, and I had some of her possessions at my house, and I gave most of it back, but she was like a budding massage therapist, and I sold her massage table. She owed me like $64 or something. That's exactly how much I sold it for.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And you know it was worth more than that.
Yeah. But I mean, she was shady. She was, it was not good. Then she pops up on Facebook many, many years later. I see a message from somebody, and the name was under Jenna. Whenever I knew her, she was Jennifer and went by Jen. But I had this message, and it was like, hey, let's let bygones be bygones. I don't want to fight anymore.
Who is this?
Yeah. And I had to look at her picture, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I haven't even talked to you in, like, 10 years. I had not even thought about you since then.
Okay, so did you do a little bit of stalking of this chick? Did you look into it? Could you see if she'd gotten her life together maybe a little bit?
Well, I know that she didn't, though. I looked into her, and she looked okay. She looked like things had maybe gotten a little better for her, but then she went to a mutual friend hairstylist of mine, and I couldn't help but ask the hairstylist, and she was like, no, she's crazy. Somebody paid for her to come get her hair done, and then she wanted to, like, trade massages for hair the rest of the time because she never had any money. Yeah. It was just bad. And I know that that's a jerk move, but at the time, I didn't feel bad about it because I'm not trying to profit off of her. It was a bad situation.
Yeah.
She was a horrible roommate. She was ripping me off, and so I just sold what I needed to for that money.
I'm capable of doing something like that. I also have a roommate. I guess it was a roommate situation. Don't move in with your best friend. Don't do it. We didn't talk for 2 years because it was a big blowing out. I'll put it in quotations. She borrowed my things. Some people could say stole because I never saw them again.
Mm-hmm.
Or she was unkept person, which I'm putting in quotations. Really, she might have been just a little bit slobby.
Mm-hmm.
Would ruin my furniture, her dang cats. Anyways, yes, I took her cat to the pound. Don't do that. Don't do it. I feel really bad about it. But I told her. Why? Why are you laughing? I told her to leave her cat in her room so it didn't ruin my furniture.
Are you confessing that this is the second cat that you killed?
It did not kill it.
This wasn't like a dye shelter?
No, it was like an animal shelter.
So the cat just lived there for the rest of its life? Or did she go back and get the cat?
She could probably go back and get it.
I don't know if it happened?
I don't know, because she moved out. I came home and all her things were gone, and we didn't talk for 2 years. It was a bad toxic situation. It was not good.
I need more information.
Well, I had new furniture, and she had two cats, and her cats were like little kittens. They were like wanting to scratch all everything, and it was my new furniture. It did not belong to her. It was mine. I told her to keep her cats in her room so it doesn't ruin my things, and she didn't. So I'm all for. All I know is it could have been some random cat that got in the house. Maybe it wasn't hers. I don't know, because her cats are supposed to be in her room, right? Not scratching at my furniture.
How long did it take for you to take them to the pound? Like, was this the first day that the cats got out of the room and you're like, well,
no,
you're going to the pound?
No, it was multiple reminders. And she just, whatever. She like also put the kitty litter, used kitty litter on the counter, the kitchen counter where we prepare food.
Mm-hmm.
She's made me so mad. Oh, don't do things like that. I feel really bad about taking her to the pound.
And you don't know what happened to the cat after that?
No, I don't know. Well, she might have went and got it. I don't know. I don't remember if it was discussed. I have a bad memory, but I do regret it.
But you're friends with her now. Can we call her and ask her what happened to her cats?
We could. And I've been accused of taking Josh's pants that I didn't like. He thought that they just disappeared. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been accused and have done bad things for petty reasons. Just because I don't like your pair of pants doesn't mean I threw them in the trash.
I could never live with you. I know that we've done that when I get older, if I'm ever alone. We're going to live together. I don't know.
Why? Because you're a great roommate.
Oh, no. I was a horrible roommate.
Well, you clean now.
Yeah, I'm better now. One of my good friends, I'm surprised that we're still friends, because she let me move in with her, and my room was just a disgusting mess and I'd never cleaned. I bought some potatoes and forgot about them, and we couldn't figure out what was smelling bad in our cupboard for a long time. And then finally, by the time we find them, like, they have stuff growing out. They're like budding new potatoes. I was horrible. I don't know how our friendship survived that, but it did. But then I also had a friend I let live with me, and she was awful. We're not friends anymore, not because of that, but she lived with me so she could get back on her feet and needed to save money. But she was coming home with manicures and pedicures and a new car and all. And it's like, hey, and I was struggling at the time. So yeah. It's not like I had something to spare.
Yeah.
And we worked different hours. So I'd let her sleep in the bed and I'd sleep in the living room. And it was just bad. And then we signed a apartment lease together. And I asked her, I'm like, are you sure you want to sign this apartment lease? Because she had always lived with mom and then lived with me for free. And she agreed. And I was like, well, once we sign this, like, it's a done deal. There's no backing out. Well, our apartment ended up not being ready. So once our apartment was not ready, then the lease that we signed was null and void. And then she backed out. And I'm like, I freaking asked you. I made sure.
That's not cool.
So she did have an out, and that was fine. That was a lot better than sticking it to me in the end.
Yeah.
But still, I knew better than to trust her. And she's like, no, I got my stuff together.
And I've been petty since childhood. I once broke my brother's Nintendo Entertainment System, the NES, the original NES. I broke it because he didn't want to play with me and he was playing his video games all the time. It was an accident. I accidentally did. No, I didn't. I totally did that on purpose.
I used to say that my brother would hit me whenever I was a kid. If he wouldn't play with me or do something I wanted him to do, then I'd start.
Lie?
Yeah, then I'd start crying. I'd say he just hit me. And how they finally busted me one day, he wasn't home. And so I started crying that my brother hit me. And I mean, I was a little girl. So this is whenever, you know, you're both super young. So kids do hit each other. It wasn't like that bad, but yeah. And I got busted
that's
so hard.
That's a bad bust if you don't even realize
you're
that he's
judging
not
me. I didn't bring him to the pound or anything. He just wasn't home at the time.
For all I know, the cat, you know, had many babies and lived a long and happy life. Maybe I should look into what that animal shelter was like.
Cats are gross. I just think that's savage.
I am not sure that I did anything wrong. I'm kidding. I totally know that was wrong. I was 18 and stupid and mean.
It's okay. I would say I'm not judging, but I am judging a little bit. I just think it's hilarious. I just love the way that your mind thinks. Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. That's my name. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave a nice comment. We would really appreciate it if you would do that. Please hit us up on our socials. We've had a good time chatting with all of you. You can find us at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. And George gave you a stern talking to. Have you revived Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles yet?
Yes. Today was the day.
And check out what Amy's cooking this year at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
He kitty, 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 kitty. He kitty, 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 kitty.
That is a bad kitty.